79 days after it began, 79 days after the day in the year of our Lord 1478, when blue fire filled the sky from horizon to horizon, Ridmark Arban climbed the slope of the hill, a cold wind whispering around him, the dark clouds rippling overhead. It was the middle of summer, and a few miles south the sun blazed overhead, the air hot and muggy. Not here, though. They were too close to the Torn Hills for that. No one in their right mind went to the Torn Hills, and few who ventured into the hills ever returned. Ridmark had done it once before 9 years past, and now he was going to try it again. He kept climbing, staff ready in his right hand, the cold wind moaning around him. Grass covered the slope, a dark green that somehow looked sickly and diseased. Small stunted trees stood here and there, their bark black and glossy, their leaves an eerie shade of blue that seemed to glisten. Like the grass, the trees looked unhealthy. The Torn Hills had been poisoned by dark magic long ago, long before humans had even walked the surface of this world, and the corruption had seeped into the plants and animals. The wind itself carried a sharp, harsh scent, like the air after a lightning strike. Further up the slope, Ridmark saw an ugly, squat bush surrounded by thick, tangled vines. The black vines themselves were studded with long thorns. Fat red berries with black streaks hung from the branches, like the blood-filled eyes of some malevolent creature. He stopped, frowning, and waited for the others to catch up to him. The last time he had gone to Erd Morlamoc, he had been alone. Now seven others followed him. He had intended to go alone, but the others had followed nonetheless. Ridmark only hoped he could keep them from getting killed. Certainly he did not want them to die before they even reached Erd Morlamoc. Karlakt joined him first. The orcish warrior stood nearly 7 feet tall, a stark, forbidding tower of a man. His tusks rose over the green skin of his face, and his scalp had been shaved save for a fall of black hair tied in a warrior's topknot. He wore armor of overlapping blue steel plates, and the hilt of a massive greatsword rose over his right shoulder.
"This is an ill country," said Karlakt, his voice a deep rumble.
"Aye," said Ridmark, "but this is nothing. It gets worse closer to Erd Morlamoc."
"I suspect," said a deep voice, "that the Lord has turned his gaze from these hills."
A dwarf in the brown robes of a mendicant friar followed Karlakt, his skin the grey of granite, his eyes the blue of polished marble, his beard and receding hair shot with grey. A wooden cross hung from a cord around his neck, and a mace of bronze-coloured dwarven steel weighted at his belt. Mendicant brothers were forbidden from killing with the edge of the sword, but that had not stopped Brother Caius from crushing skulls with the mace when necessary.
"Is not God everywhere?" said Karlakt.
"Well," said Caius, "in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord says he had turned his face away from—"
"Will you two bicker all the way to Erd Morlamoc?" said a third man. The speaker was a halfling, shorter than even Caius, though not nearly as wide. He had large amber-coloured eyes beneath a thick mane of curly brown hair, and wore black boots, black trousers, and a black leather vest over a white shirt that he somehow kept spotless even in the wilder land.
"We are not bickering, Master Jager," said Caius. "We are engaging in theological discourse."
"It sounds like bickering to me," said Jager. The woman at his side smiled. She was short, only a few inches taller than Jager, and slender with pale blonde hair that hung loose around her head and brilliant green eyes. Mara did not talk much and seemed content to allow her husband to take the lead, but when she felt it necessary, she took viciously decisive action. Both Sir Paul Tolmain and the artificer had found that out the hard way.
"It is not quarrelling," said Karlakt. "If we were quarrelling, there would be blood."
"I said bickering, not quarrelling," said Jager. "There is a difference." Ridmark caught Mara's gaze, and she rolled her eyes.
"And the difference is, pray?"
said Caius. "How much wine is consumed?" said Jager. He sighed. "Sadly, there is none to be found in this desolate land."
"No," said Ridmark. "There are worse things."